where Westport comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Are we back? Hello. Hello. Welcome back. Maritza Bond is here. Maritza Bond is running for Secretary of State. She is a Democrat. She is challenging Stephanie Thomas in the primary that will happen on August 9th. She is a public health leader who has 20 years of experience in the public sector, and she's currently serving as the Director of Health for the City of New Haven, where she's been very, very active throughout our COVID crisis. Hello, Maritza Bond. Hello, Maritza. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to be back.
Thank you
this
so
time
much.
In a different capacity.
Yes, you are. Maritza, do I call you doctor? Are you a physician?
No, I have a master's in public health with a master's in public administration certificate.
Okay, great. I just wasn't sure because I know that you've been in the public health arena for a long time. So, Maritza, tell us, how come you're primarying Stephanie Thomas in August? What's your argument? Why should the people vote for you?
You know, for me, I was motivated to run in my response to the pandemic, as you can imagine. I was involved in having to close our city and then reopen our city through my government management experience with that constitutional office. I feel like I can complement those skills. So really, I saw firsthand how access to voting infrastructure is desperately needed. I want to be able to support local registrars and town clerks when we're talking about pushing policies. I'm an implementer of policies, not just a legislator. I love my legislators. But nevertheless, I have rolled up my sleeves and implemented a number of policies in the last two decades. And I also license businesses. As you know, in my role currently, I had to support businesses in reopening. And I want to be able to revitalize the small business unit out of the Secretary of State's office so that we can ensure that they're supported and that we're streamlining resources that are available to them, especially women-owned businesses, veteran businesses, and minority-owned businesses, to making sure that they're certified and that we're maintaining that communication.
It's about how many people, Maritza Bond, do you think are going to end up showing up to vote on August 9th in the Democratic primary statewide? What would you guess?
So as you know, the primary is August 9th, and on an average, 15 to 17 percent of the voters come out, which is an average of about 100 to 105,000 people. You know, I loved your interview prior to me. I was listening. And, of course, I am, I'm just furious about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. It is my hope that we ensure that we come out for the primary. It is really critical that we ensure that we have a strong Democratic Party and definitely constitutional officers that will not be passive leaders and be assertive in their in protecting our democracy and protecting our rights.
So the Secretary of State in many different states have been a focus because of the pro-Trump Republicans who insisted that the election was quote-unquote stolen, although I hasten to say there is no evidence of that. But when I say no evidence, I mean no persuasive evidence of that. There was some, you'll excuse the expression, trumped up evidence of that. But all the people that testified, including former Attorney General William Barr, said that there really was no credible evidence of that. So that's really the first time I think that Americans got a close-up look at what a Secretary of State really does in terms of our elections. And so tell us a little bit about the role of Secretary of State in the election process in Connecticut.
Yeah, so, the primary mission of the Secretary of State is multifold. It's access and integrity around voting, as well as the first point of entry for anyone that wants to open up a business in the state of Connecticut. And from the voting perspective, you know, we as a country were attacked in this COVID era, and then to attack misinformation around our voting and election and electoral process. And we need to make sure that in Connecticut, we protect the integrity around that. And so as the Secretary of the State, when elected, my vision is to ensure that we're being transparent in government. I have shown that government worked in the midst of crisis. I was myself attacked by many Republicans and naysayers saying that the pandemic was a hoax, and we had to combat that and to ensure that we protected people's lives. And my vision is to ensure that we protect people's right to vote and accessibility around voting. And we saw firsthand that people, when they had access to absentee ballots, if we had one of the highest voter turnout. So we know that it works, and we just need to make sure that we continue to push policies, but we can't push them from the top down. We need to make sure that we are coupling that with infrastructure support and also education so that we can be as transparent as possible out of that office.
I just want to let you know something much more mundane than lofty policy goals. We're chatting with Maritza Bond, 203-333-9422. I just want to let you know a story, and I've said this on the air before, but it's worth saying to a candidate who could become our next Secretary of State. I've had a business in this state for 16 years. It's the company that owns my radio show. And I got a notice that I was dissolved, involuntarily dissolved. And I, at the same time, by the way, that day I had paid all my taxes. So it wasn't a question of, you know, not being a good corporate citizen. All the taxes were paid. But it turned out that there were these reports that the Secretary of State manages. And for whatever reason, I wasn't getting a notice that we were delinquent. And it's like $20 a year you're supposed to pay. Apparently, I had caught up and I had done like 12 of them. But the last three in a row, I hadn't done. I don't remember why. And so, but I got this without a warning, is my point. I got a notice from the Secretary of State that I was already dissolved. So I had to stop everything I was doing in the middle of my day and spend a couple of hours getting a human being on the phone, which wasn't easy, and finding the right email address, which wasn't easy. At which point they reversed it. They made me active again. They told me what the mix-up was or whatever it was. But the bottom line was it shouldn't have happened that way. I never got an email. I never got a notice. I just got notified that I was canceled as a company. That was insane.
That is insane. And if individuals like yourself that have shared stories about their experiences, and while there has been work done to improve the website portal, the fact of the matter is that we could do better. We want to make sure that we're encouraging businesses, especially small businesses like yourself, to ensure that we're making access to business services better, that we're making sure that the systems operate with the laws of the being compliant as a business owner, and that notices are being sent out so businesses can be able to ensure that their filing fees are up to date and up to par. And so my vision is to really, and as you know, licensing businesses and opening businesses, that is the main motivator for me to run for office as well, because they're the backbones. You are all the backbones of our state. We are made up of small businesses, and we want to make sure we do better as the Secretary of State's office. So not only do we need to improve the external infrastructure, we got to also support the internal infrastructure. And I want to make sure that I do that because I am pro-workers, and I was recently endorsed by the AFL-CIO because I have proven to ensure that we also support workers doing the work so that they can respond to your phone call when you need to get a call and a response immediately.
We're chatting with Maritza Bond, who is running in an August 9th primary against Stephanie Thomas. Maritza, how would you make the argument that you versus Stephanie Thomas, that you're a better candidate than she is for the same office?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we share a lot of the same values in regards to the policy views on early voting and extending absentee ballot. We both have the same values around education and civic engagement and how important it is to educate our youth and people around the process of voting. But where we differ is that Stephanie is a freshman state rep, has never ran a government office, has never managed employees to that capacity. I have my size of my government office now is similar in size with the Secretary of State's office. I have demonstrated that I can be in the midst of crisis and be in the front lines and shown that government can work. And I want to be able to do that also as the Secretary of the State. So just like people have entrusted me in two major cities, I want to be entrusted to the people of Connecticut and will be honored if I can earn people's vote. Roe v. for Bonds on August 9th. I purposely conceded right after the first round, so I did not stay for the three rounds because I want to make this process for the people and by the people.
All right. Thank you very much, Maritza Bond. The contest is on August 9th, the primary for both Republicans as well as Democrats in our state. And there are many primaries going on all around our state for various state offices. Maritza Bond, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lisa. It was such a pleasure to be back on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for us as well. We'll be right back.